Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor, we have been talking about some of the important issues of Islamic upbringing. And now there are some children and their parents are upset with the fact that their children are not able to socialize in the society, in the community they live in. How do we help these kind of children to be able to be social in that community?
It's very important to understand that we teach ourselves and our children to be able to be effective communicators and express themselves.
Okay.
How do we socialize? So as we said, there are different ways of communications. So we need to develop those communication skills in our children so they can, when they go out in society, they are able to, interact with the society at different levels and different dimensions.
Right, so communication.
Communication is, for socializing,
key
it is
point.
Important. It's the key point. How to communicate, verbal communication, non-verbal communication, even when you're talking about maybe writing is one form of communication. So we have to master these things, and our children need to be able to master them.
Sometimes when your children try to be social, they only love to be listened by others, but they are not themselves ready to listen to others. So don't you think to not to be as parent, not allowing them, not helping them to be a good listener is becoming a barrier to be a social outside in the community?
Oh, certainly. I mean, being a good listener is one of the principles of good communication. It comes from the very fact that you are giving, when you're listening to another person, you're giving importance to him. You realize, you accept him to be a human being.
Right.
You are, consider him to be worthy of being heard.
Yeah.
So it goes back deep down into the fact that you're not yourself a person who is arrogant. You don't have arrogance. If you're arrogant, if God forbid one of us or our children are arrogant, it means that they don't even consider the other person worthy of being heard. So we need to, somehow when we are interacting with our children, we are giving him or her the importance that he or she wants, the attention, as we've been saying.
Right.
One of the important things is to make our children realize that we're paying attention to them and we give them importance. A child who has not been given importance by his parents would not feel this important, and then he will also reject others. And then when he goes out,
okay,
he will try to compensate for that loss outside.
Exactly. So if we are not giving attention, there could be many more problems that could come. I remember visiting a relative who had a 5-year-old boy, and Whenever he would go out to play with the boys of the community, he would come back and talk in a different tone. Like a child was not able to be himself, maybe because of that lack of attention. And now when you're going out in the society, you're not being yourself. You're trying to be someone else, or you're trying to pretend to be someone else by changing your tones or just by doing different things. Well, I would want you to answer that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqavi with us today. And Professor is helping us with some tips to help our children become social. And I was saying, Professor, like sometimes it's important, like you said, it's important to give attention to your children so that they don't seek that attention somewhere else, or they are not able to communicate in the society well. And at the same time, I was like, it's very important to be yourself, teach your child to be yourself, do not try to pretend to be someone who he is not. People because appreciate you when you are yourself.
Exactly. So good communication, socializing is dependent on an equal, balanced relationship with anyone. And one should not try to impose himself upon anyone else. Yes, you need to communicate, you need to argue your point of view, you need to present your point of view in a very explicit manner, in a very clear manner. As you said, the seven C's of communication, being complete, concise, coherent.
Having clarity.
Clarity, being concrete, being correct, truthful. So you need to communicate your ideas in a very polite, courteous way. The other person whom you're communicating with, he realizes that you are courteous, you're humble, you have humility. Though you're expressing your thoughts and ideas in a very confident way, with confidence but with humility. And you will listen to him also and try to understand his point of view.
Right.
And even empathize with him.
Right.
So empathy, teaching empathy ourselves with our children is important. Empathizing with them. Empathizing means to be able to understand how they feel and how they think. Empathizing is very important. It's much more important than sympathizing. Empathy is where you can, think as the person, as your partner thinks, as the person whom you're talking to, your counterpart. You are able to understand what he's thinking. Before trying to correct him, before trying to present your argument and your point of view, try to understand his point of view. We may start an argument, we may start a conflict just because of the fact that maybe both of us are saying the same thing.
Right.
But we're presenting it in two different ways, and we think they are two different points and stands, but they can be.
So if you have a kind of environment in a home wherein nobody is listening to no one, you're arguing with each other as parents, then your child won't listen to anyone in the society and won't be able to socialize well. So in order to help your child to be more social outside in the community, it's really important you teach him at home that you're listening to the arguments, you're taking part in the constructive arguments rather than just pointing finger at each other, so that your child learns to listen and to take part into the constructive arguments. Well, Professor will discuss more with you after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakavi, and Professor is helping us to understand some of the tips which can help our child to be more social in the community.
So we were talking about good communication skills and communicating our thoughts and feelings and being a good listener, empathizing with the person whom we're talking to. And more important than that is that when we have understood that he or she has a problem and we can help them out in resolving that problem, then we should be able to do something which is assisting them. So having said that, I mean, socializing is one of the important things in society, in a constructive and a healthy society, is where we as human beings, as neighbors, as members of one society, interact with each other, not just for the sake of extracting benefits for ourselves. More important is that we're reaching out to them to help them and assist them.
True.
In taking care of their issues and problems. If we can help them, if we can assist them, if we can provide them guidance, they seek our advice, we give them good, sound, solid advice.
Yeah.
So that is very important. I mean, sometimes a person is in a situation where he himself is feeling stressed, where he's feeling anxious, where he's feeling he's in a situation. A person is sometimes in a situation where he cannot think clearly for himself.
All right.
And he comes to you for advice and seeks your advice and seeks your help.
Yeah.
You can help him even giving him good advice. Maybe if you were in a similar situation, you would have not been able to think clearly.
Yeah.
But the moment he comes to you and you provide
seeks
him that
advice,
then the problem is resolved for him. So, I mean, taking care of the needs of others is a very important, and it's a gift from God Almighty, Allah Almighty, if he presents us with issues which are faced by other people, and he gives us and provides us the opportunity to help them out in their issues and their problems. That's a bounty from Allah Almighty. It's a grace from Him. It elevates us and takes us towards become godly. So, I mean, socializing is not just only for our benefit. It should be socializing for the benefit of the society at large, generally.
All right.
And so we
need... So you have to be teaching your child how you can be a good contributor into the society.
Exactly.
And that can be, I guess, maybe joining some volunteer groups.
Exactly. Volunteer activities are very important, very, very important. And nowadays, especially in the Islamic Republic of Iran, it's one of the major thrusts of the leader of the revolution that things should be carried out with a crusading feeling of crusade. Jihad is not just, you know, going to the war front. Jihad is working in all fields of activity with a sense of being a volunteer for Allah Almighty, a volunteer for the sake of the imam, the awaited imam. We're helping people, people in need, people who need, don't have places to live in, they don't have houses. You have so many of these groups going out to volunteer to make houses for people, taking care of their needs, providing them with their daily needs, commodities, whatever. So all of this, if it's taken up, everything shouldn't be left to the state to carry out. It's the responsibility of the public at large to help each other.
Yeah.
Ruhamau bainahum. So this sort of socializing is very important.
Right. And there are some of the teens who would come up with the reason that I am not able to socialize because I don't find the right kind of friend outside. But when you stop trying to find the right person and start becoming the right person yourself, the right person will find their way to you. Yes. Thank you so much, Professor Salman Akhavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.